Harper Audio presents Elephants Can Remember by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
Chapter 1. A Literary Luncheon. Mrs. Oliver looked at herself in the glass. She gave a brief, sideways look at the clock on the mantelpiece, which she had some idea was 20 minutes slow. Then she resumed her study of her coiffure. The trouble with Mrs. Oliver was, and she admitted it freely, that her styles of hairdressing were always being changed. She had tried almost everything in turn. A severe pompadour at one time, then a windswept style where you brushed back your locks to display an intellectual brow. At least she hoped the brow was intellectual. She had tried tightly arranged curls. She had tried a kind of artistic disarray. She had to admit that it did not matter very much today what her type of hairdressing was, because today she was going to do what she very seldom did, wear a hat. On the top shelf of Mrs. Oliver's wardrobe, there reposed 4 hats. One was definitely allotted to weddings. When you went to a wedding, a hat was a must. But even then, Mrs. Oliver kept 2. One, in a round bandbox, was of feathers. It fitted closely to the head and stood up very well to sudden squalls of rain, if they should overtake one unexpectedly, as one passed from a car to the interior of the sacred edifice, or, as so often nowadays, a registrar's office. The other, and more elaborate, hat was definitely for attending a wedding held on a Saturday afternoon in summer. It had flowers and chiffon, and a covering of yellow net attached with mimosa. The other 2 hats on the shelf were of a more all-purpose character. One was what Mrs. Oliver called her country house hat, made of tan felt, suitable for wearing with tweeds of almost any pattern. With a